Welcome to the second episode of Wim Hof Wednesdays. Today's special guest is Tim van der Vliet from Amsterdam. He's an international Wim Hof instructor. What does that mean? He has traveled everywhere from Brazil to Fiji to all over Europe to the States, Canada, all to share the message through these events. He's also an author, father of five, and he has great content, not only on his website, his Instagram, his Facebook, but you could actually get his own courses that five Wim Hof instructors already joined, because it goes over breathing, how to get into the corporate world, and how to stay calm and fill up your cup as you share for others. A big, big thank you to Tim. Can't thank you enough. Please enjoy the Wim Hof Wednesday, episode number two.
My question is about... I feel it a lot, like, you know, when I talk to some people, sometimes I realize that I have a point of view of my of the Wim Hof method and how it helps me and how good it is, and too often I try to sell it, but I also realize the more I try to sell it, the more I get insecure, and also some people get insecure. So do you have a similar feeling, and has there been a point where you try to convince people and somehow just give them like some little side hints, then they come by themselves, or working a little more with testimonials and stuff? I don't know if it's a real question or if I brought it to the point, but
thank you, Chris. So let's start out, and then during this there will probably be more questions. So this feeling that you did the Wim Hof Method instructor course and then you're on your own. Now, first of all, I love Wim. He's a good friend of mine. You know, I love the method. What is very good within the method, within the instructor level method, the instruction of the instructors, is the science. You get to go very deep with your own practice, the cold training, you've just done it. I know how intense it is. What the Wim Hof method is not really doing a lot is actually guiding people to, you know, be an instructor. Now, this is not like bad-mouthing them, because the part that what they do is really good, but you may... this is the moment where you start learning yourself. Now, first of all, I'm full of paradoxes. This is my way of thinking. So I will mention it when there's a paradox. First of all, that's me or not? Sorry. Let me just put out the notifications. First of all, you want to be aware of a few things. Every master started a disaster. Yeah? So this means that by doing the Wim Hof Method course, really, yes, you understand the science, and hopefully you can explain it a bit. You've done your training, and that's it. You're nowhere, you know, if I'm honest. You have a license, and you have a great license, because with the Wim Hof Method, you can actually make money. And yes, Francesco, exactly as you said, you should ask money. And this is because energetically what we give is 5, 10, maybe infinite times more than what you're asking. So you are worth it. And the moment you're going to start asking money, you can call yourself a pro at a certain moment. You make enough money to supply your family, for example. You know, like a lot of people that do this either have made money in the past, or they're depending on the partner that actually makes the money. And that is a very tricky situation. Now, let me like very shortly tell you my personal story. I did the instructor course because Wim asked me, don't you want to be an instructor? Because I would love to have somebody like you next to me. This is 6 years ago or something. And I was like, the eyes, hell no. And then, hell yeah. You know, I did it for my own personal development. And then I came back, and I had a friend who was became an instructor a year before me, and she was in the same space as where we all start out. You know, I know I'm an instructor, but I'm still not used to teaching, and she asked me to be her assistant. We basically did it together. So before I got my license, I was already instructing. And I've made money in the past. I was a stockbroker, option trader, trader, whatever you want to call it. And then about a year further, and I did like one course every 2 months, something like that. And then a year further, I made a few decisions. I wasn't happy about my life. One was to separate with my wife. It meant that I had to buy a house for her with the last money that we have, so my money was finished. And in the years before, I was spending it like, you know, like taking, I have 5 kids, 4 of them, taking them to the Philippines on a 6-week holiday and stuff like that. Now, this was just after I came back from the Philippines with my 4 kids, and something happened there that I want to share also in a bit. But I was feeling unhappy, and I made a few decisions. One, to spend the last money on buying a house for my wife means no more money left. In hindsight, this was very good. Second, I want to be a real pro. I know I have this license, but I actually want to travel the world and paid, you know, and I really very strongly made that decision for myself. And then let me share a little bit with what happened in the Philippines. I was scuba diving, so I was there with my kids of 16, 14, 12 and 4, alone as a father. And my 16-year-old boy was already back to Amsterdam, so I was scuba diving with my 14 and 12-year-old daughters, and the 4-year-old boy was on the arm of a boatman that didn't speak English with one tooth, you know, like the typical Filipinian boatman. And we went to a deep dive, and I started hyperventilating. And I was at a certain moment imagining that I would spit out my regulator and breathe in water 35 meters depth. That's like a certain depth. And then I remembered in this dizziness, I was like, I'm gonna die. You know, this is what happens when you panic, you hyperventilate and you start repeating crazy stuff all over again. And then it was my last thing thought was like, okay, I know this feeling from my breathing exercises to get dizzy and pass out. And I knew I had to slow down my breath out. So I was like, and after 5-6 breaths, I could slow down my breathing, the dizziness disappeared. Now, how do I know what to do in a panic attack? Because of the ice bath that I've taken. Because, you know, honestly, I am the worst. Was the worst when it came to cold training. My first time in an ice bath was 10 seconds and I had to get out. I was fighting against the ice, and Wim doesn't guide, you know, it was like ride on, and he doesn't guide. And I learned from the few courses that I did a certain breathing technique that gets people over panic. So from that first few seconds in an ice bath up to a minute later where somebody finally fully relaxes and it's okay with that ice. So I practiced that breathing to calm down my breath. So from my breathing exercises, I recognized I am going to pass out within a few breaths. What to do now? And then I used this breathing technique to calm people down in the ice bath for myself. And this is the moment when I got back, you know, like I checked my gauge, I was on 50 bars and my daughter was at 110 bars. And I would normally be at 130 bars. So I signed to her, like, I'm on low air. And she looked at me, you know, like typical Amsterdam 14-year-old girl. She looked at me with eyes that said, what the fuck, daddy, is going on with you? And then we went up and I came up like really sipping that last, I had 2 bars left, you know, like almost no air left. And those were exact words, but then in Dutch, I don't know if there's Dutch people, but she said like, what the fuck was going on, papa? Which is freely translated, what the fuck was going on with you, daddy? And we swear easily, so I'm sorry if that offends you. I'm not like normally swearing a lot. So this was the moment where my training, and my training is bigger than the Wim Hof method, where my training saved my life. And this is where I became like a teacher in every cell of my body. And then after that came that moment that I just described, like, my life is not good. What do I have to change? And it were these two things. And then I made a very clear decision, you know, and I maybe had the help of that scuba dive story, that it was bigger than me, that I want to be a pro. That means that I'm going to organize a lot of workshops. And now I'm so busy that I say no to courses, and I'm traveling to Brazil, the US, London, Spain, Scandinavia. Those are my areas, basically. I'm still looking for Germany, but I'm actually kind of busy. I just founded my own instructor course, where basically the gap that the Wim Hof team leaves behind, like not really guiding, I guide people in that last level really into what it means to be an instructor and to be a corporate instructor also, because this is, I feel, where we really want to go. Because in the corporate world, you can make an impact and you get paid 500 euros an hour, you know, which is how many hours do you need to take care of your family? And it's not all about the money, but within the let's call it the spiritual realm, there's resistance against money. And I noticed that in myself as well. And that is not fair. And with all respect, it's complete nonsense. You know, like, I know Wim makes a lot of money, but we, the Wim Hof instructors, we're sharing the same info. We should also make money. So that is like the number one tip that I would want to say. Even though you start out maybe with 5 people in your course, you want to ask like a normal price. Don't do it for free. If you do it for free, you lose your energy. And of course, I do things for free, but some people pay, you know, like corporate world pays more. This gets me to do my whole YouTube channel for free, for example. Now, let's get a little bit more specific into what Anna was sharing, and Lulu as well. Is you call that the imposter syndrome. Francesco already said that. It's basically the feeling, who am I to, you know, or that good old feeling of I'm not good enough. Well, first of all, you want to know, this is another paradox. What does not good enough mean? It means it can always be better. Is that true? Well, actually, yes, it can always be better. You know, so you can freely translate that into I'm not good enough and I will never be good enough. This will never get you off your seat. Or it is good enough, but it can always be better. And this is the way I think, is there's a universal agenda, which is very simple for me. It's helping out people or cleaning up the earth. Whatever I do should fit into that. Well, you know, like, in general, because, you know, like, if you go to the toilet, you lose waste, you know, it's maybe not good for, and if you breathe out, you lose CO2, and that's not good, you know, like, don't exaggerate it, but in general, the universal agenda is the impact on people or cleaning up the earth. And my private agenda is to have a relaxed life, to have enough money to make my kids go to college and to have more time. Private agenda, universal agenda. I've added to the private agenda to make sure that I don't get cocky, I don't get arrogant, because that imposter feeling you have now is an amazing feeling if you never forget it after you grow. Yeah, because what happens normally, that now I feel like an imposter, I'm insecure, then I'm a little bit successful, and then I get arrogant and I forget about that insecurity. So remember that insecurity, because it's a great energy, because it's really true, it can always be better. So I added to that private agenda, I want to be a better instructor. And I added to that universal agenda, wherever I show up, if it's for free, like here, or if it's paid super good in the corporate world, or I'm planning something and only 2 people show up, I always give my best. Always. You're as good, this is like a stock market philosophy, you're as good as your last trade. You know, like if your last trade was a minus, not good enough. If it was a plus, good enough. You're as good as your last trade. Whatever happened in the past, whether it's good or bad, it doesn't matter. You're as good as your last breathing session. Whether you were a complete failure in the past or like the biggest, coolest breathing instructor in the world, it doesn't matter. You're as good as your last breathing session. And you always want to keep on your agenda. It can always be better. So that means that I can actually learn. The moment I think I know it all, I lose it completely. And there is really where you become not such a nice person, you know, where you become cocky or arrogant. You just don't want to get there. So when we talk about insecurities, you know, I just started my online business. I'm pretty confident when it comes to Wim Hof method teaching, you know, I'm pretty confident, but I'm never overconfident because I'm very careful for that. But when we talk about my new online business, I'm insecure as a little child or maybe as a grown up adult because we're all insecure. Yet, this is my personality, little Tim, I call it. The one that needs affirmation and that needs, you know, like whatever. Then big Tim is realizing that the contents that I have to offer, that I have for people, is so amazing that it doesn't matter if I feel good, bad, depressed, happy, sleepy, didn't sleep at all, just came out of the airplane, it doesn't matter. Wake me up in the middle of the night, I'm able to instruct. I'm still insecure, and that is not a bad energy. So you don't want to lose that insecurity. You just want to make the decision that I'm going to be a pro. Because I'm not sure how the real statistics are, but I think that 80% of the people that actually do this instructor course are eventually not using it, either because they think the fees, the yearly fees, which is $250, $500, I don't know what it is, you know, they didn't know about it, or they think it's too much, or something else passes by, but most of all, because they don't feel ready. And you are ready, or not. You will never be ready, but you're ready enough because this method is saving lives. You know, and I'm just talking about myself. And I don't really share this story on every training because there's no time for it, because it's, I don't want to talk too much about myself. But, okay, that's one thing that I wanted to say. So when you start out, so Anna, where do you live?
In Sofia, Bulgaria.
Okay, great. Okay, great. How many instructors are there?
None.
Okay. Okay. So you're the only one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's pretty nice.
Yes.
Can you mute yourself again because you're not muted. I hear myself. So that's an amazing thing. I live in Amsterdam. In Amsterdam, there's 800,000 people living, and there's 50 Wim Hof method instructors. Now, luckily, most of them, they don't do anything with it. And I give, how many courses I give a month is between 2 to 8.
Wow.
Every month in a city of less than 1 million people with 50 Wim Hof method instructors. So please be aware that where it starts is acknowledge that insecurity, but you do it anyway. You face the fear, see it as an ice bath, slow down that breath, and plan your workshops. And the way it went with me, like Brazil is a very good example. The first time Brazil, 3 courses, 5 people on each course, just enough to pay my ticket. And everything else was for free, and Brazil is cheap, so the food didn't cost anything. I'm going back now for the 6th time, and it's growing. If you plan your first workshop, and there's only a few people, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't plan the next one. In fact, you know, if I were you, knowing what I know now, I would plan 1 workshop on, like, say, the 2nd Saturday of the month for 6 months, ahead. And be prepared to make that 2 a month. And if you want to go crazy, you can do 4 a month. Just make that decision for yourself. Do I want to be a pro, yes or no? Maybe the answer is no. Maybe it's like, oh, I learned enough, but it's actually not my thing. That's totally fine. But if you feel like you want to do this, you are insecure, everybody is, but nobody talks about it. You plan your workshops ahead. Find a nice space where you can do them, where there's like a water hose. You know, there's a few practicalities, but I'm sure you find that out yourself because we don't have endless amounts of time. You make the decision and you put out those on the platform. And then you start talking to people, promoting. And please don't do it for free. I know this is difficult, but it's very important. You become a real instructor if you get paid. You start delivering better quality if you get paid. So I know many Wim Hof instructors, and a lot of them are not active. While they are in a situation like I live in Sofia, and I really want to go there, by the way. It's a beautiful city with lots of people. There's more than enough space to fill up like 4 or 8 courses per month.
If I can do this in Amsterdam, that means in Sofia there's more space to do that.
Let me just check the chat if there's... Chat. Oh, I can see. I cannot see it. Oh, there it is. Okay. Oh, there are no chats. Okay. Then... then I will want to would like to go to, and then does this help you a bit, Anna?
Yes, thank you a lot.
Okay, so then Lulu was saying like, so Wim is making it so entertaining, how can we keep up? You know, one thing that really really doesn't work is that you say something like breathe motherfucker, or you try to be Wim. It's such a cringe, you know, such a like awkward. Don't pretend to be Wim. And what I say pretty early in my courses, I keep it, by the way, very rational. So I don't, I'm a pretty spiritual person, but I don't say like breathe into the heart or something like that, because it pulls off the rational kind of people, while the spiritual kind of people are always kind of, you know, so fine, so you know, it's always so spiritual, and now it's finally a bit rational, so they don't mind, but rational people are put off if you make it too spiritual. Yeah, so you want to be careful with that. But also one of the things, like the underlying message of the Wim Hof method, because Wim is an entertainer and it's a very male thingy, you know, we're gonna breathe, we're not gonna sit still and meditate, no, we're gonna actually do something. This is why it attracts more men than women. We're going to do the ice bath, the bucket list, you know. Well, if you look in between the lines, what is the big message? Is if you stop fighting, another paradox, if you stop fighting and you start surrendering, fighting, male energy, you know, like I'm beating you, we're gonna fight together, and my house is bigger than yours, and your bank account is bigger than mine. Oh, I feel depressed. You know, that's that male pushy energy. It's a great energy because it gets us going. It's not a bad thing, you know, that male energy. But the female energy, the in between the lines, is to surrender. How can you cope with an ice bath? If you fight against an ice bath, you're fucked. You know, it's actually because you're, I never swear a lot, but because you just came out of Poland, I know I can. So that surrendering, this is another paradox. Surrendering makes you stronger than fighting. And where I want to get to is that you want to create your own flow. And what I say in my classes is I'm the know-nothing teacher. You know, don't trust what I say. This is why I have certain tests in between, like slow breathing, for example. I'm a nerd. I found something that works for me and I've gone really far in it and I love it. But I'm not claiming that I know more, that I know a lot, maybe about this specific subject, the Wim Hof method, I know more than you do. But you want to question everything that I say. Simply said, for me, there's three levels of truth. What I believe. What I believe is not per se true, and probably for you, per se not true. Then there's anecdotal evidence. Many breathing instructors are like, look, you see that brain lights up under the skin. So this is science. And this is something I get like, ew, I get the shivers from that. And this is why I love Wim, because Wim knows the difference between anecdotal evidence and real science. And real science is physiology, how our nervous system is wired, you know all about it, but also double clinical trials. And where do I find the truth? When something I can rationally explain and I feel the same. If those two, let's say my intuition and my rational mind are aligned, I found the truth. And I'm clear to people about that. So whenever I get a question like, I tried this rheumatoid. There's a lot of testimonial evidence, that corner. People are helped by it. That doesn't mean it's true. I believe now there's a real research coming out from Wim. I heard it like a month ago. But not, as far as I know, not yet. Do I believe it? Yes, because endorphins, they kill the pain. It's a natural opioid. And, you know, like, so, and this is the problem with arthritis rheumatoid. So I'm very clear in which level of truth it is, and it is received. It's like the opposite of the guru that is sitting on a stage with a picture of his guru and everybody's below them, and you have to know the answer to every question. It's just not true. You don't have to know the answer to every question. And if you don't, you can say, good question. Honestly, I don't know. I can, you know, I kind of have the feeling. So it's in that corner. So no, you don't listen to what I say because it's my feeling. It's not per se true. But I don't know. But, you know, I will keep in contact afterwards and I will talk to my colleague instructors and we talk together about it. And if I don't know, I just say, I don't know. I don't pretend to know anything. I'm the know nothing teacher. Question what I say, test it for yourself. And really, I do say, I don't know. And I love to say it. And people love to hear that. So to get back to summarize what Lula was throwing in, it's like, you want to be yourself, whatever that means. You don't want to mimic anybody. You could, you know, like, say you've been in one of my courses and you like stuff that I'm doing. You can, like, copy that and use it in your own, but that's something different. That's cool. But you don't. If your feeling of, you know, that insecurity feeling of I'm not there yet, it's totally normal. Decide for yourself, do I want to be a professional, yes or no? And then you will start taking action into that direction. And be yourself and don't try to be anybody else. You know, especially not Wim. But nor Bart or was there Daniel, Douwe, Bart Pronk, I don't know who else, maybe Bart, other Bart, mm-hmm. All these Dutch guys. Wait. Yeah, there's something funny that if you, I see some questions. My breathwork instructor course. Oh, wait, those are my links. Thank you, Francisco. Is it hard to be consistent with your following there and touring Wim Hof instructor? No. You know, like most of our problems, we make up ourselves. Just you want to just know that. If I in Amsterdam can give 4 courses a month, even though I'm traveling 2 weeks a month, you know, it's basically I do 2 courses on one day and then, you know, it's 2 to 8 courses per month in Amsterdam with, like, I don't know if it's 30 or 50 instructors, maybe it's 20, but it's for sure more than where you are.
Can I ask a question to you?
Yes, please.
So first of all, thanks for being here. This is Dario from Italy. And my question is more about like promoting and how to go into the corporate world. So first of all, I'm not that kind of a social guy, so I'm not that much in social media. So the first question would be, in your experience, where would you suggest us to start with in terms of promoting ourselves, building up a personal brand in terms of social media? And the other kind of related question is, how would you suggest us to step into the corporate world to promote the method within the corporate world?
I'm not per se promoting the Wim Hof method, but breathing in general, because there is a lot more than the Wim Hof method. But, you know, by having the license, dropping the name Wim Hof is going to get you in often, because Wim made it accessible. He made it rational. Science is connected now. Question back. Have you been in the corporate world yourself?
Yes, for 16 years, and I've just got out of that. So, of course, I will start from my contacts and stuff like that, but yeah.
So, do you have the feeling that you go away from that corporate world like, blah, I'm never going back?
I'm not sure yet. So, the decision that I made is I want to make a living out of, you know, Wim Hof breathing, coaching, and so on and so forth. But of course, I'm not sure I would be successful. I do have a 4-month daughter, so I'm not sure yet. I will never go back there. That's not my hope, but yeah.
And what kind of corporate world? Like, what was it?
It was a multinational in the water business. I'm a chemical engineer as a background, and I was working as a manager. Mainly in the sales, let's say commercial part of the organization.
Okay, great. So what you know of the corporate world is that people are living, one, too much in their head, two, they have too much stress. That results in three, being unhealthy sick days. So you want to get the feeling right. If you would be the boss of your ex-employee, would you want everybody to do the Wim Hof method, yes or not? Yes or no? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So from now on, you can speak from authenticity. Always a difficult word with my ass. But if, like, your ex-boss is coming to you and he's like, so I heard about that Wim Hof guy, he's a nuthead, you know, like, it's, I don't get it. And you can say from the ground of your heart, if you want to have your crowd to be less sick, I can train them. And let's start with you. You know, and maybe I wouldn't do it for free, actually. You know, like private, for friends, 500, and otherwise minimum 1,000. Corporates, 1,500 to 2,500. But, you know, this whole path starts with, do I really want this, yes or no? Or am I going half-hearted in it? Okay, I really want this. I get this from you. And then, where do I start? Well, you start, there's two ways here. Your own, like, sell one ticket for one person, your own courses. Just plan them. And then getting into the corporate world. Getting back to that phrase that I just said, you're as good as your last session. I want to say especially, but not especially, any session you give, whether it's your grandma or your own kids, you want to really give. I don't mean push them, because that's not helping. There's many Wim Hof instructors that have not seen the light, and they are pretending like they're Wim, and somebody's freaking out, and they're saying, like, breathe deeper, breathe faster. Please. You know, have a heart and know what your crowd needs. So with your kids, for example, 5 minutes is enough. Grandma likes it. Spend a full hour breathing. With the corporate world, you want to be aware that people are living in their head. They will get dizzy. The Wim Hof method is probably too much. Yeah, so you want to have some flow of rational, you know, like start out with breathing is crazy. Make fun of yourself. A little bit of science, you know, getting to a little bit of breathing, check in with people, are we okay? And then you can go a little bit further. If you're like stubborn and you think like, I've learned four rounds of 30, no, two rounds of 30, two rounds of 40, and you're giving that, then you're not following your feeling. Because if you feel your crowd, you want to, especially in the corps, you want to take it easy. I'm just, you know, like following my feeling now, of course. That if you want, if you give them not what they want, but what they need, that can be slightly intense. But if you give them too much, simply because you have learned to do like two rounds of 30 and two rounds of 40, you're not giving the best session you can. Where do you get in the corporate world? You get there by mouth to mouth. So that's a bit of a shitty answer. But if you give a good session, they want more. You can do like whatever, other teams or whatever, maybe weekly or three times a week breathing. I did this with the Russian startup. And it's 2 hours later there. So I had to wake, I was guiding breathing at 5 a.m., you know, three times a week. It paid well, but yeah, that's another thing, you know, like you want to show, you always show up in time, very rational. You know, like I put up my hair when I do a corporate session, because otherwise, you know, like I'm losing people, you know what I mean? So be really be a little bit like clever, you know, like if you're a woman, you know, like don't show too much. For example, if you have long hair, put it up in a ponytail, you know, like you want to know beforehand, you are the weirdo of today, the breathing instructor that is going to teach us about breathing. So if you start out with like, I know this is weird, you know, then you're probably going to give a better session. You want to check in with people, let them speak, and try out different things. And there was something else that I want to say. Yes, go back to where you left. You know, maybe you want to design your corporate session. You know, what would be a good mix of science, letting them speak or share, breathing, sleeping afterwards, the moment of nothingness, basically, and Q&A. And it's never a fixed thing, you know, like I have my flow and it kind of works, but the moment I think it works and I become cocky, you know, like I kind of lose it. I notice it now, and I know this sounds weird, that I don't really get very dizzy. And sometimes during a corporate session, I take five breaths and I get like super dizzy. I have the feeling now, this is the I believe section, that I tune in with my crowd. And that means, you know, like one time I was like, okay, just keep on going. And I was almost passing out. And I get this feedback, like it was way too much. Oh, I can trust my feeling. You know, and that's what keeps on coming back. I can trust my feeling. I'm staying rational. And with that, I can stay in tune with my feeling. And with those two together, and the decision that you want to teach in the corporate world, you're just going to get bigger and bigger. And you want to give the best session that you ever gave, so they want more. And they talk with their friends. And, you know, and this is the way, listen, it took me, like I've been a teacher for 13 years. And the first like 7-8 years, I had enough money that was very comfortable. But also the reason why I didn't really get out there, because I was doing things for free. You know, like everything that I tell you, I tested out myself, right? And then when I needed money and I started to become more professional, and now I'm doing okay. You know, it's still not, you know, like I cannot, you know, like I don't save a house in a few years' time. You know, it's not like that, but I'm getting there. You know, I'm continuously relearning and readjusting and talking with people and being honest, like how Anna showed her honesty and insecurity in like, I have a question. That is really where you want to get to, that to have this crowd to really share how you're feeling and what your problems are, and not, don't become, you know, too wise or too stubborn or pretend you know better, because that doesn't work among colleagues, but it actually doesn't work with the crowd either. That's my experience, basically.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And Chris, or Francesco, you tell me when... here I have a question. At Tim, great information. We're approaching 9:45. Okay, yeah, we're there. Okay, cool. Yeah, so I have something to share. Let me first, like Alexandre, do you do ice bath in your corporate workshops? Most of the time, I don't. I do most of the things online with corporates. And so I let them enter shower call 30 seconds, week one, week two, 1 minute, week three, 2 minutes, like that. I'm now doing, in the end of November, like my first ice bath with the real corporates. This is like the National Bank here, you know, like the Fed, but then in Holland. So it's getting there, but like normally not really, you know, although some people are like, I want to arrange this for my team. And I want to do that ice bath. Then you're speaking to the boss who is a nerd and is dragging his whole team into that ice bath. That's a perfect situation. We love that. Then you want to keep the peer pressure down from that boss. You know, like keep on repeating, no peer pressure. Chris, I think I'm going to come back to this session one time because I think the time is up, right? So, basically where I'm getting more confident, but I'm still insecure, is that I'm teaching online now. And I've learned there's a lot more than the Wim Hof method. So you know the oxygen advantage, maybe sticks of Harrison, breathology, maybe you've done pranayama, maybe you've heard of alchemy of breath, like all those things. I'm now, apart from learning myself, that's always my private agenda to keep on learning, I'm instructing three levels, actually four levels. And the four, it's all instructor level. Level one is control your breath, control your life. This is everything that I know about breathing. In 6 weeks, online group coaching or online course. If you do the group coaching, you get the online course. More than 100 videos as aftercare material. Level two, I put all my really good, you know, like I think they're extremely good instructors. I put instructors from other techniques, oxygen advantage, pranayama, the list that I just mentioned. That's the level two. So this is where you know, what you learn from me is everything else than Wim Hof method and how to use breathing for healing and sports performance and really get into the science deeper than Wim Hof method, I think. Level two is to become broad. Know all these different techniques, although you will not be an oxygen advantage instructor if you do my course. And then level three is all about instructing corporates on one hand, and on the other part, let's call it energetic, how to keep your energy high once you are successful. You know, because sometimes you will be working 20 hours a day, and some days you will have nothing to do, but you have to make that bloody website, you know, and then spend time on the social media. It's so, if you see my to-do list, you know, like I would freak out, you know, I know I'm freaking out, but I just know the priority of what to do today. Level three is about teaching the corporate world and the energetic part, how to keep your own energy in your own practice so that you don't burn out, but also the specifics about how to guide and what to look for, how to assess people in a minute time, you know, like where to look for the dangers, stuff like that. And there's, apart from me, there's three other instructors in level three. So in level two, there's four other instructors. Level three is, one is Dan DeLuise, Canada Wim Hof instructor. Super successful. He trains the army. He's flown into LA to teach like the NHL ice hockey team. Just really successful in the corporate world. The other guy is Juan Pablo from Mexico. He does three times more courses than I do. I think that's impossible. And the guy is also focusing. He's training like the national Mexico City football team. I don't know the name, but like really corporate, but also a very energetic person that knows how to keep the energy high. And the last one is a pranayama instructor that is very much into the yoga space, but is teaching like big corporates, you know. So that's the level three. And then you could say level three plus or level four is a 7-day retreat. So the everything is online group coaching, 22 weeks, where you become truly knowledgeable, really help people, learn all these different techniques, and know how to instruct the corporate world, because this is just half an hour. I hope you, you know, I could help you a bit, but there's of course a lot more information there. And then the 7-day retreat is like getting that last shit out of you, because you have had like a half year, 22 week of training already. And then we go extreme and we're gonna instruct each other. So you really know what it is. If somebody gets into a freeze, what do you do? You know, like the most important thing is that the instructor doesn't panic, basically, can tell you that. So that's what I'm offering now. And you can find that in Tim van der Vliet. Did you put that? No, let me just share that website.
The third one does fit in with a lot of us. Do you allow for the third level entry without doing the first and second, or it doesn't work that way?
No, it doesn't work that way, because, you know, like what I've learned, that's level one. There's so much more than the Wim Hof method.
Right.
So many techniques that are as amazing, some to calm down, some that are lighter, some that are more intense. But it all started with, I'm foreseeing that I will become too busy for the corporate world. That means I want colleagues. And
right.
I want to see breathwork instructors that don't just stick to the stuff they know.
Right.
The Wim Hof method instructor, and the answer to everything is Wim Hof method. So right. No, it doesn't work that way.
No, but that we're glad that we're honest by asking that, and you're honest by sharing that. And honestly, I hope everyone checks out the website, checks out your Instagram, and just sees how much of an inspiration you are, not only to me for guiding me when before I became a certified instructor, but also everyone here. This is super valuable, and we're going to be sharing this with our group, which is, I think, over not only our group but other groups. So it should be over 100 people hearing this if they're interested. But Tim, thank you so much for your time and your patience and just being here for us. It means a lot. So please follow Tim. Please check out his stuff, and for being a part of the second Wim Hof Wednesday that we are doing our best to keep going for not only the groups that just became, but also the future. So everyone, thank you for being here. A big, big hug from me and from Tim.
Thank you for organizing this, Francesco, and bringing Tim to us.
Oh, Tim, you're amazing. The notes are endless. Everyone, have a great night. Tim, thank you again. And next week, we'll be doing this once more time. And we have a special guest from America who's going to be sharing. So, Tim,
thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
My Nadja. So if you're still listening to this, this is the second Wim Hof Wednesday where we had to adjust to technical difficulties. And if you're ever doing virtual corporate events, have a backup, because your laptop might have a problem with Zoom and your phone might be low on battery. So point is, always have a plan B and C when you're doing online virtual events, because even your brand new Mac may have a problem with Zoom, which is what happened to me today. A big, big hug, and thank you to everyone listening, and just know that I appreciate you. Ciao, ciao, bacalaos, and till next week.